Timmins, as an alumni, I'm excited to see that the Timmins Majors are playing Kapuskasing in Moose Factory this weekend. As well as playing two regular season games, the clubs will host clinics on Moose Factory Island and nearby Moosewanee on the mainland. The announcement brought back many memories for me. In the 1986-87 season, we were invited to play in the new Moosewanee Arena, an exhibition game against teenagers from the community. The exhibition game was part of an event celebrating the new arena. A few weeks earlier, officials from Moosewanee called me to invite us to come and play. It was one of the few weekends that we were not playing. I told the organizers that I thought coming there for one game on a weekend would be a grueling schedule as we would need at least 2 days to travel by train. That was quickly alleviated when they informed me that we would be flying up there. Saturday morning, a chartered coach picked us up at our dressing room and brought us to the Timmins Airport where we boarded a 47-passenger plane for Moosewanee. On the plane were several dignitaries including Lincoln Alexander, the then Lieutenant Governor of Ontario. The dignitaries were on hand as this was part of the official opening of the Moosewanee Arena. It was quite a trip. Not only was it the first time for many of us to Moosewanee, but a large number of the players had never been on an airplane and there were a few white knuckles. One of the players asked how the pilot knew where he was going and I told him that the pilot follows the transmission line. That seemed to give the player comfort. When we arrived in Moosewanee, we were treated to a special luncheon and then taken on a tour of Moosewanee and Moose Factory where we were treated to the area's fascinating and vast history. After the game we had another bite to eat courtesy of our gracious hosts and then set off for the return home. It was an unbelievable day when the community treated us all like kings. It was one of the more memorable events in our hockey experiences. We were overwhelmed by the community's kindness, hospitality, and passion. I have personally never witnessed an arena so physically packed. Everyone of all ages seemed to be in attendance at the game. What a rush it was for all of us. It was fascinating even though we lost this exhibition game. I talked earlier to Majors head coach Sean MacArthur about the upcoming weekend. Sean advised that it will be an amazing opportunity for our players, not just the ones from the coast. It will be a cultural experience as well and the event will be bigger than just hockey. I'm looking forward to the whole experience. What a lot of people often overlook when it comes to amateur sports, is that it is so much more than just the game. Throughout our time playing the game we are afforded exciting and educational experiences away from the ice. This will be one of those experiences for the Majors staff and players. One of the current Majors players' dad was on that initial trip and I'm sure he has relayed his wonderful experience to his son. Once again, I need to reiterate how exceptional our trip up the coast was. I have been afforded the luxury of having played and coached in a number of memorable places and events and our trip to James Bay ranks near the top of that list. So, to my good friend Sean, his coaching staff and the players, enjoy the experience and absorb as much as you can while you are there. So big number 97 from the Oilers got 3 games for his cross-check on an opposing player. That seems more than appropriate for what happened. There can be no excuses, but the NHL needs to better enforce and apply the rules contained in their constitution. The hacking and whacking that provokes such incidents needs to be removed for the good of the game. Later skater. Have a tip or comment for Mully? Send us an email.